Hello, my name is Carlos.
Hi, good afternoon, ma'am. We're just conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in the state of Philadelphia. We would like to include your response to the study. Just for statistical purpose only, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
September 1950.
Thank you, ma'am. And it's a pleasure talking to you. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, what is, just for statistical purpose only also, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? High school graduates from college, but not a degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, or professional degree, or doctorate?
I didn't finish school.
Okay.
What is this about?
Is about all the fentanyl pandemic that is going on and how the new mayor is doing, you know, and so on and so forth. But are you of Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Is your race white, black African-American, American Indian, Alaska
Native?
Yes, Indian?
I'm black. I'm African-American.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. And now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered.
You are. And when thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? How do you feel?
Dissatisfied about what?
About the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is heading. Do you feel very
dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate as excellent, good, only fair, or poor? How would you
poor.
Rate?
Poor.
Poor.
Okay.
Thank you. And below is the list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia right now? You may select up to three. Let me read them all, okay? The first one is city service, like the trash pickup, the homelessness, the gun violence, the public school funding, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, the corruption in the city government, the inflation and the cost of living in Philadelphia, or the cost of housing and rent, the crime and public safety, jobs in the economy, public transportation, or healthcare. If you have to pick two or three that is affecting the city.
Gun violence.
Okay. What other one?
The trash.
Okay, they pick up the trash, like the city services, like the trash pickup, right?
Yeah, the service, you know.
Yeah. How about healthcare, public transportation?
Transportation.
Transportation. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, okay? And if you don't know the person or the group of people, let me know, okay? Thank you. The first one is the police commissioner, Kevin Bethel, from 0 to 10. What number should we give him?
I guess a 7.
Okay. Now, the higher the number, the warmer and the favorable you feel, okay, ma'am? Remember that. How about the district attorney, Larry Kreshner, from 0 to 10?
I give him a 7, too.
Okay. And how about council member Kenyatta Johnson? What number?
10.
A 10. Okay, Ms. Johnson. And how about the Philadelphia Department of Streets? What number?
9.
Okay. And the SEPTA, SEPTA, do you recognize the name?
Yes.
What number should we give him?
10.
Okay. And how about the Philadelphia City Council for 0 to 10?
A 10.
Okay, and the, your local police officers, same question, for 0 to 10.
I give them a 10. They're doing a lot better than what they was.
Understood. Now, how about the mayor, Sherelle Parker? I know she just got the job, but so far, what number should we
give her a 10.
Okay. How about the Philadelphia Police Department for 0 to 10?
I'll give them a 9.
A 9. And the governor, Josh Shapiro, from 0 to 10?
A 9.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
No.
You disapprove somewhat or disapprove strongly?
I approve.
Oh, you approve strongly or approve somewhat?
I approve strongly.
Strongly approve, okay. Now, did you agree or disagree with the following statement? The statement says, the Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And here's the list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily life. After each one, can you please rate on the scale from 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood? A 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. A 5 means that you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, neutral. And 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied, okay, with the issue. Here's the first issue. The availability of good-paying jobs for 0 to 10. What number should we give them?
Highly satisfied.
Okay, so 10, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, how about the condition of roads and infrastructure? How would you rate that issue?
The roads and stuff, I disapprove.
Yeah, but what number should we give them from 0 to 10? Remember, 0 is highly dissatisfied.
I give them a 5.
A 5, okay. Now, how about the quality of education in public schools in Philadelphia from 0 to 10?
I give them, I give them an 8.
Okay. Now, there is no right or wrong answers, okay, ma'am? And I do want to thank you for sharing your opinion. How about the public safety in Philadelphia? How satisfied are you with that issue from 0 to 10?
A 5.
Okay, and how about the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities?
I give them a 10.
Okay, and how about the access to public transportation for 0 to 10?
I give them a 5.
Okay, and the cost of rent in Philadelphia?
I give them a 5.
Okay. And how about the access to affordable housing? What number should we give them?
I give them an 8.
An 8? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year? What's your opinion? Getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same. Nothing changed.
And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, failing behind the cost of living, or rising to the point that where you can't really get ahead? How do you feel?
The cost of living done went up, so, you know.
It's rising?
Everything costs, you know, so
yeah.
It's about the same. Okay. And nothing changed.
Understood, ma'am. Now, below is the list of goods or services that Philadelphians may regularly spend money on. Can you please select the 2 or 3 goods or services that concerns you the most when you think about your expenses? You may select about 2 or 3. The first one is recreation and entertainment, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, the rent, the gas bill, the public transportation, the health care, including your prescription drugs, education, the child care in Philadelphia, and the groceries. How about the personal care or the paying down debt? If you have to pick two or three that you must consider.
Groceries, the rent, and gas.
Utilities, yeah, the gas, electricity, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When you go and pay those bills, okay. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, okay, how concerned are you about violent crime in your neighborhood? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned? How do you feel?
Very concerned.
And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never? How often do you see crime on your neighborhood? Every day? A few times a week? A few times a month? Rarely or never?
A few times a week.
A few times a week. And do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
They spend too much.
Too much, okay. Here's the list.
Is there any more questions? Because I have to... Is there any more you have to ask?
Yeah, we're almost done. Just give me a minute just so I can use the ones you already answered, okay, ma'am? And I'm going to speed it up, okay, ma'am? Now, here's a list of actions that the city government has either doing or plans to take on the immediate future. Okay, after each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer. Here's the first action that they're going to take. Begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than release them back on the streets. Is that actually will make you feel much safer? Somewhat? A little bit or not at all safer?
It'll make the city safer.
Much safer or somewhat safer?
No, much safer.
Much safer. How about close the open air drug market in Kensington? Much safer? Somewhat, a little, or not at all?
No, much safer.
Okay, how about aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles? Is that action will make you feel much safer? Somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Well, it's legal, but it'll be safe if they take it away from them.
Right. So it would be somewhat safer, much safer, or
yeah, somewhat. It'll be somewhat safer.
Okay. How about if the city takes the action to declare a public safety emergency in the city? Will that make you feel much safer, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Much safer.
Okay. How about hire 50 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new communities outreach positions, and hired 9 new victims advocates? Is that action will make you feel much safer? Somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries? How would you feel? Much safer. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, in a few words, what have you seen or heard about the Mayor Sherrill Parker recently? Have you seen anything about Mayor Sherrill Parker recently?
No, I just see her on the news.
So you heard, what you heard about her on the news? Can you tell me?
I just see her on the news talking. Okay. I don't watch the news that much.
Okay, so it's very little.
Cut the news, and I just see her on the news.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. As you may know, Major Parker is about to propose her first budget cut for the city council. Can you please indicate 2 or 3 items that you think it should be the highest priority?
How much more?
Two more.
I'm really busy.
Understand, ma'am. Now, well, can I call you back? Can I call you back maybe in about an hour? Would that be okay? Just two more questions, okay? Now, as you may know... Okay. As you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Can you please indicate two or three items that you think should be the highest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024? You may select up to three items. Improve our local schools and education, get guns off the streets, improve public transportation, reduce juvenile crime, improve the city's infrastructure, support more affordable housing, remove homelessness encampments, invest in the community development, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, hire more police officers, tackle the opioid crisis, or foster small businesses and local jobs. If you select three, they should be the priority.
I guess you should hire more policemen.
Okay.
As far as
get guns off the streets, improve public
guns
transportation.
Guns off the street.
We can move on, man. Here's all these specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. Remember, this is going to affect you, okay? Okay, after each one, can you please indicate on the scale from 0 to 10 whether you
said
support...
You said this is going to affect you.
Affect your community because it's going to be include in the Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. Now, add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in your neighborhood afflicted by crime. Will you strongly oppose that? Neither oppose or support or strongly support? What number from 0 to 10?
Strongly oppose.
So that would be 0, right?
Yeah, 0.
Okay. Now invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets. For 0 to 10?
I give it a 9.
Okay. And how about provide $100 million for treatment and treat facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness? For 0 to 10?
I give it a 4.
Okay. And how about provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers? For 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. And how about invest $100 million for commercial corridors cleanups, including sidewalk, sweeping, and litter removal? What numbers? 0 to 10?
0. 0.
Okay. And how about invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools? Will you approve that, support that, from 0 to 10?
I support that.
So that would be a 10, strongly support? Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Now, keep tax rate flat for Philadelphia taxpayers, from 0 to 10.
I give it a 0.
Okay. And how about add 50 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents?
Zero.
Okay. So you're opposed to that proposal, right? Now, invest the resource needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city from 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. So you strongly oppose that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid or work-from-home practice. Now, based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work-from-home for city employees and require them to go back to the office full-time? Will you support or oppose that?
I support.
So strongly support or somewhat support?
I strongly support.
Okay. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchange and would not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes. and other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchange can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose that decision to end the city's support for needle exchange programs? Support or oppose?
Support.
Support strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support, okay. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. That plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, now helping kids to stay out of trouble. Now, based on what you know, do you support or oppose that decision to end the city's support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools? Support or oppose?
Somewhat.
Support?
Yeah, support.
Somewhat support. And how often would you say you watch or listen to or read about the news and the current events in the past year? Every day? A few times a week? A few times a month? Rarely or never? How often?
I don't look at the news that much. So, you know.
A few times a week? Should I record that as your answer?
Yeah, a few times
okay.
a week. Any more questions?
Yeah, just the last one so we can finish. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent? How do you consider yourself?
A Democrat.
A Democrat? A strong Democrat or not so strong?
No, a strong Democrat.
A strong Democrat, okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat conservative. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
I live with a friend.
You live with a friend and family member? And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian, gay, bisexual or something else?
No, I'm straight.
Okay. And do you identify as a transgender or non-binary, yes or no?
I've never been married.
Okay. So you are married, living with a partner, single, separate, or divorced?
I'm separate. I have a friend.
Okay, I understand. So are married, living with a partner? Should I record that as your answer?
Yes, I live with a partner.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And who did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
No, I voted for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. And below are some potential news sources. Can you please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from? Did you watch Power 99, the Philadelphia Inquirer, the local news station?
No, I don't.
Local news stations? You don't watch the local news stations?
No, I don't.
Okay. And how about the Fox News, TikTok, NPR, WHYY?
No.
Where do you get your news from? The Philadelphia Daily News?
No, I just put it on Channel 6.
So that's your local news, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the only one you use?
Yeah. I just look at Channel 6 and then I change it.
Understood. It's
depressing, so I don't look at the news.
Yeah, thank you, man, for sharing your opinion. Last year, that was 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than 25,000? 25 to 35? 35 to 44?
I have no idea.
Understood, man. You don't have no idea what was your total income last year? Like 50,000, 35,000,
55,000? I have no idea.
Understand, man. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Okay, man. Thank you for your patience, man. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.